USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many political observers believe the presidential campaign of one of the many Democrats in the field may be winding down now. The former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper shaking up his campaign staff this week.
These campaigns are long, hard campaigns. You don't always get it right with the first team.
Hickenlooper also struggling to raise money. Politico reports his senior staff urged him to withdraw from the race last month and to consider a run instead for U.S. Senate. The Trump administration apparently giving up the battle to include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census form, saying it will print the questionnaire without it. The U.S. Supreme Court having dealt a blow to the administration's efforts last week by knocking it down to a lower court. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Patio furniture cushions may be waterproof, but that doesn't mean they don't get dirty. By properly cleaning and maintaining your outdoor patio furniture cushions, your outdoor oasis will be that much more inviting. Sponge or scrub a mild soapy mixture into the cushion, letting them soak for about 15 minutes. Rinse the suds with a garden hose and let air dry completely. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Former Chrysler chairman Lee Iacocca has passed away at 94. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He helped launch some of Detroit's best-selling and most significant vehicles, including the minivan, the Chrysler K cars, the Ford Mustang, and the Escort. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94.
A Navy SEAL charged with war crimes found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Edward Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A disturbing story out of Lakeway, Texas, near Austin. A man is accused of being a serial predator, and authorities say he may have sexually assaulted more than 40 young teenage boys. U.S. Attorney John Bash.
The allegations on this person are serious, and there are a lot of them. So it's very possible that he was allegedly abusing many other people at different times in different places.
The indictment charges Luan Hida victimized boys as young as 12. Several wildfires still raging in the nation's southwest. The biggest right now is the Woodbury Fire in Arizona. It's burned over 125,000 acres east of Phoenix and remains 80% contained. It's expected to be fully contained within about 2 weeks. Several packaged fresh vegetables are being recalled now due to bacteria that can cause listeria. Growers Express voluntarily recalling select products sold under the brands Green Giant, Trader Joe's, and Signature Farms. The FDA says the recalled products include packaged vegetables and varieties of butternut squash, cauliflower, zucchini, and butternut squash-based veggie bowls. The products were manufactured at a production facility in Maine. They have a best-of-used-by date of June 26th through June 29th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.